From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Hundreds of residents from the Security Widefield and Fountain areas in El Paso County heard from more than a dozen officials from local, state, and federal agencies about the issue of PFC contamination in area drinking water. KRCC's Jake Brownell was there and has this report.
The goal was to explain the risks of PFCs and to reassure residents that steps are being taken to mitigate those risks. That includes diluting water with uncontaminated sources to lower PFC levels below new safety thresholds. Tyson Ingalls is the lead drinking water engineer for the Colorado Department of Public Health.
We have about 60,000 people in the area of concern. Of those 60,000 people in the area of concern, we estimate about 10,000 to 15,000 are receiving water that may at times be above the health advisory for the perfluorinated chemicals.
Health officials say some areas, especially on the west side of Security Widefield, are still using water above the health advisory level. In a question and answer session, residents expressed concern about long-term PFC exposure and voiced frustration over the cost of purchasing home filters and bottled water to avoid contamination. For KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Officials are urging residents of Security Widefield and Fountain to consult a map for more information. A link to that is available at krcc.org. Amtrak could start serving Pueblo's Union Station by the end of next year. A special train would run between Pueblo and La Junta twice a day. A recent study by Amtrak projects this Pueblo service could add an additional 14,000 passengers a year. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.